time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over the Dolphins.
Roquan, what was the locker room scene like after, a big win like this?
Honestly, I got the tail end of it because I was out trying to, like, make sure, like, some of the fans that get out here don't have many chances and stuff, trying to sign things and just take pictures along the edges. So I was more so doing that. So I missed it. But, you know, I heard about it. And then the aftermath, so, you know, a lot of really good pictures with the guys and just, you know, celebrating the hard work. But knowing we obviously got a long ways to go.
Roquan, what's it say about this team over the last 6 days? You've got distractions with Christmas and New Year's. Played San Francisco, Miami. You outscored them 89-38.
Honestly, man, I just think it's just adversity. Look adversity in the face, and like I always tell the guys, chin up, chest out. Like, we don't bow down for anything. All you can do, people make excuses with adversity, and we just produce. I'm in the result-making business, and the guys in the locker room is in the same type of business. So regardless, getting back at 9 on, Tuesday, and then, you know, having the role. But at the end of the day, life is not about excuses. It's about what you're going to do and play the cards that you're dealt. And that's how I live my life, and that's how the guys in the locker room roll.
John, what adjustments did you make? Did the defense make as the game went on? Because I mean, they were gouging you pretty good on the first couple of drives, but then you guys kind of locked in. What did you do to change that?
Doing what we do, and I think that's just getting back to the fundamentals. And you know, hats off to those guys. They actually had a lot of some good plays dialed up, and you know, that's credit to them. Their coaches, they get paid as well, and their players, they get paid as well. So when you think about it from that perspective, we just had to settle down and do what we had to do. And you know, obviously turnovers help any game, so we just got to do what we got to do. Focus on the little things, and we do that, man, with hard defense to move the ball on consistently.
Brooke, can you take us through the one-handed pick and just what you saw on that play to get to it?
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I think it was on the first or second drive when 10 caught it to our right on the Marlowe one. I seen it then, and I was like, I didn't get there fast enough. So I was like, crap, like thinking about it. And I was like, if I get that again with the back fast, and then I knew it had to be an in-breaking route. So I said, I'm going to just run. And then if I ran, and I couldn't believe it. And then I seen it, I was like, crap, let me stick this arm out. And that's what happened.
Roquan, you said last week in an interview that you have no doubt that Lamar is the most valuable player in this league. What was it like watching him perform today?
Yeah, man, I was like a little kid at the movie theaters, except I didn't have popcorn, you know. But it was pretty sweet, man. And, like, you know, the guy's a warrior, you know, busts his tail day in and day out. And, you know, come out here, we at the bank. He know we have to protect the bank by any means necessary. And he did just that. And look where we are. And we go through him. So I'm just proud to be on this team and not going against him. I'll say that.
Roquan, what is it about this team that from top to bottom – you know, every week you come out, you're not only beating teams, you're dominating teams and the best teams in the NFL at that. What allows this team to do that?
I think it's just each and every person. And I try to tell the guys, look yourself in the mirror, know exactly who you are. And each and every person in that locker room know exactly who they are day in and day out. And we know what's on the line. Because at the end of the day, I try to shift the mindset knowing that guys are trying to take your livelihood away from you when you truly think about it, what you're trying to do for your family. And when you think about that, man, and you play to the last whistle and give everything you got, and how talented we are, I think it just starts with at the top as well and building the team. So I'm just grateful to be a part of it, and I just know at the end of the day, we'll go to war for each other, and if we get knocked down, we're getting right back up, and you're going to have to do it over and over because that's the way we're built.
What does home field advantage mean, you know, for the Braves?
The bank, man. I never played here prior to coming here, never got a chance to play in Baltimore, but, like, hearing the fans here, man, it's an amazing atmosphere. I'm grateful to be here, and it gets rocking. So I'm excited for it, whoever it is. Just know we're doing it chin up, chest out. It got to come through the bank, and we're going to be ready by any means necessary.
Roquan, how dicey was it with the injuries piling up on defense? It seemed like you guys were losing guys left and right for a while, but still maintaining a really good performance out there.
I think that just goes back to adversity. You look adversity in the face, and are you going to fold or are you going to stand up to it? And like I always say, said it earlier, chin up, chest out. We have that mindset. So we look it right in the face, and, hey, it's not going to make us fold at all. We're going to go right through it, and if it knocks us down, we're coming right back for it all, because at the end of the day, that's how we're built, and that's what we want. We want all the smoke by any means.
Can you talk about the toughness of Patrick Queen? I mean, you were helping him off the field at one point on the turnover on downs. Just talk about his toughness. us.
Yeah, man. Patrick's funny sometimes, but he's definitely a tough guy. You know, we're all going through different things and whatnot. Him, as well as guys throughout the defense. You know, that's part of the season, and that's what separates the frauds from the pretenders and all that, all of those things. And I think him, man. You know, he knowing what's at stake for himself, and he knowing how important he is to this defense of being able to just fight, play in, and play out, because that truly determines who you are as a person. Because hey, everything's not going to be all flowers and cake every day. It's about when things get tough, how you stand up, how you look yourself in the mirror. And I know how I think, and I know how he think as well, knowing that, hey, regardless, I'm going to be here for each other, because at the end of the day, that's who we have.
One more for Rob Horn.
Yeah, along those lines, to get a wild card round by, maybe a reduced snap load next week, how important is that for you, for this team at this point in the season, 18-game season, 17-game season?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be important being able to get some rest with the wild card win. But at the end of the day, we're going to enjoy this one tonight. And regardless, like, we're not in an excuse-making business. If it was Thursday, hey, roll the ball out there. We're going to be ready. Concrete, playground, wherever you want it. We're going to be here. Promise you.
All right. Thanks for coming.